Welcome. Today we're speaking with Gemma about her research, Confidence Through Customization, AI-Generated Differentiation in a Year 10 Girls' English Classroom. So what sparked this project?
It started with a question I kept hearing in my classroom. What am I meant to do? On the surface, it was about instructions, but underneath it reflected uncertainty and a lack of confidence in a girls' school context where students are often capable but self-critical. I wanted to explore whether better calibrated support could help them engage more confidently with challenging writing tasks.
What did that look like in your classroom?
Well, the project took place over 7 weeks in my Year 10 English class of 21 students. I grouped students into four readiness-based tiers using reading and writing data, then used AI to generate differentiated worksheets and writing scaffolds for each task. All students worked towards the same learning goals, but the level of scaffolding, vocabulary support, and independence varied. So the aim wasn't to make the work easier, it was to make it more accessible. That concept underpinned all the tasks. What were your key findings? One of the clearest findings was that AI could create tasks that were pitched at the right level. Students described the work as not too easy and not too hard. That balance mattered. It meant students could begin tasks independently without needing immediate reassurance. At the beginning of the unit, many students described themselves as only a little confident. By the end, no one described themselves that way, and most identified as confident, with several saying they felt very confident. That's a big change. Did it affect how students approached their work? Yes, definitely. Once students understood what to do, their focus shifted. Instead of asking, what am I doing, they started asking, how can I improve this? So the cognitive load moved from figuring out the task to refining their writing. That also changed my role. I spent less time clarifying instructions and more time giving feedback and supporting students individually. The AI didn't replace my teaching. It created the conditions for more effective teaching.
Did you notice any changes in classroom culture?
Yes, and that was probably the most powerful outcome. Confidence became collective. Students collectively created a focused learning environment and began to see themselves as learners who were improving. There was more willingness to take risks, more sharing of work, and more perseverance. One student reflected that she used to think she wouldn't pass writing, but realized she had been too hard on herself. In a context where perfectionism and fear of failure can be quite strong, that shift really matters.
Was using AI straightforward?
Not entirely. AI was helpful, but it required ongoing refinement. I had to adjust prompts, edit outputs, and ensure everything aligned with the learning goals. That became an important finding too. AI only worked well when it was mediated by teacher judgment. Students didn't trust the tool on its own. They trusted that I had shaped what they were using. What's the key takeaway from your research? For me, the key insight is that confidence is shaped by access. When students can enter the learning clearly and at the right level of challenge, they are far more willing to engage and persist. AI supported that by making differentiation more manageable and by freeing up time for feedback and relationships, which are central to confidence building. And why should people read your full report? The full report explores how AI can support differentiation in a way that is both practical and pedagogically sound. It also looks closely at student voice and the connection between task design and confidence. Ultimately, it shows how AI can extend, not replace, teacher expertise and help create more inclusive, confidence-building classrooms.
Gemma, thank you for sharing your work.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.